Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week with me, Emma Sackville. This time I've been cooking up a treat with this question from Solomon.
What role does cooking food play in digestion?
Juicy question from Solomon there. Luckily, Dr. Giles Yeo was on hand to help me break it down.
Cooking had a very important role in the evolution of humankind because what it did was increase the availability of calories. Now, what do I mean by that? If you assume 100 calories of sugar, that's 100 calories, okay? Because there's no processing required. If you assume 100 calories of celery or 100 calories of sweet corn, then I think, as you can tell in the loo the next morning, after you've had the sweet corn, not all the corn is going to get absorbed into you. What cooking does is to actually increase this availability. So if you take the corn and put it in a stew, you actually end up, for any given mass, any given amount of food, is get more calories from it. And this clearly then played a huge role because you put in the effort to pick food, gather food, hunt food, and clearly, the more you get from that effort, the more likely you are to survive. So what cooking does is take the same amount of food and allow you to get more calories out of it.
So does cooking actually make food more digestible?
Cooking made certain types of food more digestible by helping beginning the breaking down process. Some foods will never be digestible by human beings. Grass is probably a good example. You need a rumen for that. You need specific type of bugs. But yes, cooking does make certain types of food more digestible.
Which foods would we be unable to digest if we didn't cook them?
That's an interesting question. I think an interesting thing to that is actually sweet corn is a very good example, where in the kernel form, most of it doesn't get digested. The interesting thing about that is that if you actually then break it down into flour and actually bake and actually eat it, you can get obviously digest a lot more of it. So that's a perfect example where you can make cornbread and clearly you don't poop out cornbread the other side. But corn is a very good example where cooking, processing, turning it into cornbread, it makes it digestible, whereas the other is not.
We hear a lot at the moment about you should eat raw food. Is that actually better for you?
I think there are two ways of looking at it. Are some vegetables better raw? I think clearly, because you can get more minerals, some vitamins are killed by cooking. But the vast majority of the time, I believe that why it's actually better for you is because you actually absorb less calories, and so you actually end up eating less.
Thanks to Dr. Giles Yeo from the University of Cambridge. Next time, we'll be turning the volume up with Mark's question.
How do active noise-cancelling headphones work? If they play back loud ambient noise, could they be as dangerous as listening to loud noises?
I'm sure we'll all be listening out for the answer to that one. If anyone has any thoughts, you can tweet us at Naked Scientists, find us on Facebook, or get involved in our online forum, www.nakedscientists.com/forum. I'm Emma Sackville, and this has been Question of the Week.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.